Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, I can still picture it now. J.R. Ewing walking up to some sweet young thing saying, "Hi, darling, would you like a glass of Chablis?" Which I think is part of the mentality that gave rise to the ABC crowd, anything but Chardonnay.
Right.
It's what he's talking about. It's this, you know, California crappy knockoff from a truly great and noble wine, Chablis.
Well, Chablis, definitely, the name has come to mean a great many things, many of which bear no resemblance to where the really wine really comes from.
Yeah.
It is the northernmost part of Burgundy, and the wines are almost totally 100% Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And rarely do they get any oak aging. Sometimes
right.
They do, but most of these are going to be unoaked. And the wines feature a phenomenal minerality, which comes from this Cameridgian and the clay soils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, if you haven't had true Chablis, you owe it to yourself to go check this out.
And any year in particular we might want to look at?
Well, 2015 happens to be a real hot spot. So
okay.
A high quality year. Anyway, I tried four. Here's what I came up with. You won't be disappointed with any of these. And the price points are really pretty good for what they are. Big producer, Louis Jadot, they make everything from sort of entry-level wines all the way up to some of the most expensive white Burgundies in the world. This is the 2016 vintage, and this is just the branded Chablis wine. This one was pretty good, sells for about $20 to $21. You're going to find sort of your clatrous citrus and stone fruit. It's a pleasing wine. It's fairly simple. It's a pretty good value, but if you wanted to just kind of stick your nose under the blanket and get an idea of what Chablis could be about, this is a good entry level.
Mm-hmm.
Much more interesting, and only a little bit more money, which is the Domaine Joliet Fils 2015, the standard designate Chablis AOC, at $25. There's a lot more going on here. This wine is going to have pale yellow color, flavors and aromas of citrus and pear, but there's a nice toastiness that comes because it's also produced on the lees, which is going to give you that sort of toastiness going. It's very lean and crisp, got good minerality, nice acidity, but there's enough fruit there to hold the acidity, so it really sits up pretty well.
And that's the key for Chablis.
Yes, it really is. Now, there's also a Chablis Premier Cru from the Foresham area. This one is called L'Homme Mort, the Dead Man. Domaine Joliet Fils, again. This one's a little higher ABV at 13, and it's a $36 price point. But if you have the chance to buy both the regular one and then the Premier Cru, you will definitely see the difference. This is brighter, has a pale gold floral with citrus and green apple notes. Again, terrific minerality and acidity. It's refined, it's elegant, and it's awesome. Now, this is a producer I'm not familiar with. It's called Moreau Naudet. This is the 2015 Chablis. The guy who sold it to me said, "You will think this is the benchmark," and he is absolutely right. If you only had to pick one Chablis and you wanted to learn what Chablis is all about, this is the one you buy. It's Nooc Chardonnay, bright pale gold, citrus pear, toast, strong minerality. It's just got this wonderful mid-palate sort of lushness and then terrific acidity. This is a benchmark wine. Moreau Naudet Chablis.
And a price on that?
$25.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a good deal. That's
a
very good deal.
I thought so as well.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.